This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Most of us don't know a lot about the Eskimo language. And we know even less about its finer details. But if we are pushed, most of us can dive into a deep recess of our memory and bring back something about snow? Ah yes, the single item of knowledge that any of us know about the Eskimo language is that it has hundreds of words for snow. And this, of course, makes it far superior to the lexically deficient English language, which has only one word for snow. That simple little fact about Eskimos and snow is wrong on so many levels. Let's start by working out just who the Eskimos are. Eskimos, along with the closely related Aleut, make up most of the native population that lives around the North Pole. They live in the Arctic and sub-Arctic parts of Siberia, Greenland, Canada, and Alaska. They call themselves by various names, most of which mean, and I quote, "the real people," unquote, in the local language. The ones in Greenland and Canada call themselves the Inuit, while the ones in Alaska prefer Eskimo. They've been living in the far northern regions for at least 3,000 years. We know this from excavations on Umnak Island in the Aleutians. And around the beginning of the 21st century, there were some 117,000 people who called themselves Inuit or Eskimo. 51,000 in Denmark and Greenland, 43,000 in Alaska, 21,000 in Canada, and only some 1,600 in Siberia. Eskimos are quite different from native North American Indians. Most Eskimos carry the B blood group, while very few native North Americans have it. And Eskimos look more Asian than the American Indians, and also tend to have smaller hands and feet. The languages they speak, the Eskimo-Aleut languages, are also very different from those spoken by the American Indians. So here's our first problem with this myth. There is no such thing as a single Eskimo language spoken by all Eskimos or Inuit. And this is partly because the people involved live on huge expanses of land and are widely separated from each other. The second problem with the myth relates to the Eskimo languages being able to have words of any length. All you have to do is add more endings or suffixes. This means that there is no limit to the number of words in any of the many Eskimo languages, and that means that there's no limit to the number of potential words for snow. So there could be a word for snow I saw on Monday, and another word for snow I saw on Tuesday, and so on. So there are many Eskimo peoples who all speak many, many different languages or dialects. For example, the Aleut language is spoken mainly in the Aleutian Islands, which run between Siberia and Alaska. There are two major dialects, which are mutually intelligible. There are about 2,000 Aleut people, of whom a few hundred speak the local language fluently. The Aleutian Islands run some 1,800 kilometres in an arc from western Alaska towards eastern Siberia. There are some 14 large islands, 55 smaller islands, and huge numbers of tiny islands. The ones on the Siberian end are called the Commander Islands, and together these islands have a total surface area of over 17,000 square kilometres, and they're part of the Ring of Fire, the volcanoes that surround the Pacific Ocean. They were discovered in 1741 by a Russian exploration team. And the leaders of this Russian expedition were a Danish captain, Vitus Bering, and a Russian captain, Alexei Chirikov. The two captains were separated by a storm, and when it cleared, Bering discovered some of the western Aleutian Islands, while Chirikov discovered some of the eastern ones. And yes, discovered is not the correct word, because the Aleutians were already living on these islands. Now, some of these islands carried many fur-bearing animals, and pretty soon, these animals were being killed in vast numbers as part of a very lucrative fur trade. In 1867, Russia sold the Aleutian Islands to the USA as part of a package that included Alaska. In 1942, the Japanese actually successfully invaded two of the Western Islands, interned the inhabitants, and held the land for a year. American troops booted them out after 19 days of fighting. So yes, technically speaking, in World War II, the Japanese did invade and hold some American territory. So now you know a little about the Eskimo peoples, I'll talk about the origin of the hundreds of words for snow myth next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?